Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, it's Tom Hanks podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks for Hanks. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to You've Got Hanks, the podcast about Tom Hanks, hosted by me, Rachel Chapman. Woo. And today on the podcast, I always say, oh boy. Oh boy! It's I have she's a wonderful friend and person, very funny improviser. It's Candace Yang.
Hello.
Hey.
I was told there would be an audience.
Oh.
Okay, better. That's better.
There is an audience of one, and it's my cat.
Yay, Lady Tommy.
Yeah, she's hiding. we're not doing a movie today.
No,
we're talking about a whole buttload of movies, because we're talking about Tom Hanks in the 90s.
I mean, maybe the golden age of Tom Hanks movies.
It is, and I'm not afraid to say maybe. I think so too. Yeah,
I wanted to be like a really good guest and prep and stuff, and like do, because I started going back and listening to older podcasts to be like, what did everyone say their favorite movie was? And I'm like, I'm pretty sure most of them would be 90s movies. I did maybe 5 episodes before I realized I'm at work and I should be doing work instead of that. So I don't have the data to back it up, but I'm gonna say most people's favorite movie, Tom Hanks movies, probably from the 90s era.
Yeah, no, you're right. Because mine is too. And speaking of that, what's your favorite Tom Hanks movie?
Mine is, I just like, based on how many times I've watched it, I'd say Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, really?
Is mine. I know You've Got Mail is the more popular of the
Nora
of those.
Yeah,
but I don't know. There's something about Sleepless in Seattle. There's a little bit more.
It's sad.
The tone of it. I like the sadness of it.
Yeah.
I think I like that it makes me feel like, makes me sit in my feelings a little bit.
Yeah. Instead of like the quirky characters of You've Got Mail.
Yeah. And I think it makes me like anxious to put myself in the Meg Ryan character's shoes, where it's like, oh, she doesn't know. You know, like she doesn't know, and it makes me like crazy that she, I don't know, like it's the person that she hates.
Yes.
But she really loves him. I'm like, I don't know. Would that really work out in real life?
I don't know. If it was Tom Hanks. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. If it was Tom Hanks.
There's charming guys out there who could get away with
a lot.
Yeah.
Man, a charming guy can get away with a heck of a lot.
Oh no, that's dangerous.
But not all of them use their charms for evil.
No,
they like use Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Tom Hanks is a good charming wonderful person. we've done all of the, well, I've done all of the movies from the 90s, so that includes Joe Versus the Volcano, The Bonfire of the Vanities, Radio Flyer, A League of Their Own, Sleepless in Seattle, Philadelphia, Forrest Gump, Apollo 13, Toy Story, That Thing You Do, Saving Private Ryan, You've Got Mail, Toy Story 2, The Green Mile, and that's it.
Hit after hit after hit.
I know, right? This is honestly so impressive. If honestly, this is like one person's, no, this is an insane.
It's a crazy,
right?
Just resume for any actor in their lifetime.
I know.
Much less like, one decade.
Some people would die for like a third of this for their entire career. Yeah.
And the fact that Toy Story 2 like made it in there, I think kind of is the clincher for me. That one was so good.
Yeah.
I can't believe how much it spans, like just how much one decade spans.
I know.
I mean, it spans exactly how much it spans, because it's time and time is constant, but it's great. It's really remarkable, because I feel like going into the decade, he was the maybe like fifth person they would call to, you know, like to do the movie if all these people had shot it down. And then by the end of it, he's the guy.
He's the guy that they based the whole movie around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at the beginning of the 90s, we do kind of hit a rough patch there. And then this also at the beginning of the 90s was when he was like, I'm going to start trying to do more serious roles because I want to win that Oscar.
Right.
And then he gets it right away with Philadelphia and then gets it again with Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
And then like tries to go for three with Apollo 13, but then kind of fails. Right. But he's already won it twice, so he doesn't need it a third time, even though that would be great.
And just the range of what he is doing.
I know, right? Because also we get one of my favorites, That Thing You Do, where he's directing, writing, and starring in it.
So good.
Yeah. And so he's like doing it all on top of doing rom-coms, dramas, like all. But he's also, this is the decade of Nora Ephron, Tom Hanks movies.
Yes.
Meg Ryan movies. We get all three of the Tom and Meg movies.
Yeah.
Wow. This is a big decade.
I'm honored to be here, yeah. Frankly.
No, I'm honored to have you here. So is there any other than Sleepless in Seattle, are there any other 90s movies that stuck out to you that are like your favorite?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, That Thing You Do.
Yeah.
So good. A League of Their Own, so good. I think those three are probably my favorite. Toy Story 2 is amazing.
Yeah. Out of all the Toy Story movies, how do you rank them? Have you seen 4?
I have seen 4.
Okay.
3, ooh. 2, ooh. 4, and 1.
Okay. Yeah. I got mad at 4.
Yeah. Oh, you want to air it out?
I mean, it's a
good...
Oh,
do you have to wait until...
I guess I have to wait. It's a good movie, but I'm just mad. It's personal reason as to why I'm mad about Woody's choice.
I see.
But anyway, I think because of that, like a lot of people are putting 4 up there higher on their list or whatever, but mine is Toy Story 2. Toy Story 3, Toy Story 1, Toy Story 4. Yeah.
I could see swapping 1 and 4.
Yeah.
For me, yeah.
I mean, it was good.
I think maybe just because of the quality of the animation, I'm kind of like...
I know. 1 is... Yeah, 1 is rough to watch now, but if you think about what it did in 1995.
Yes.
And it was also the first Pixar movie ever.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, you've convinced me.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, 4.
Okay. Toy Story 2 is my favorite, though. Just because that's the one where you meet Jesse and Bullseye and Stinky Pete. Yeah. 3 is good, but what? It's the same movie as 2. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
We'll get to it. I haven't seen
I'll
it
concede.
Yet. No. 3 is great. It's a great movie. 2 is my favorite.
Basically, what you just found out is I can be talked out of my opinion.
No, Candace, stick up for yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do better.
Okay. And then League of Their Own is just honestly the best, like, feminist movie.
So ahead of its time.
I know. Penny Marshall is amazing. Mm-hmm. She's so great. You know, people think of A League of Their Own. I was going to be like, they're like, it's a Tom Hanks movie, but it's not.
No.
It's a Gina Davis movie. It's all those people. It's Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Madonna. Lori Petty. That's such a good movie. But That Thing You Do was a super important movie to me as a kid because I had that soundtrack and I listened to it all the time.
Gotcha.
Did you have it too?
I didn't have the soundtrack, but I did love that song.
Yeah.
The drum beat. That was anytime I was at a drum set, that's all I would try
really?
To do is that drum beat.
I think I said this on the podcast, but my dream is to one day be on an improv team where people will want to be, because this is my pitch. Everyone has like an improv. I mean, if you do improv, everyone has like a dream team name.
Yeah.
Right? Snow Pants was... What's his face is?
Schwartz.
Yeah.
Like I know him. I say it like, yeah. You know, Schwartz.
Schwartz, yeah.
Ben
well,
Schwartz.
That's his thing is he has a show called Snow Pants where he just brings all of his friends, right?
Because
that was the team name he always pitched, but nobody liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is the Oneaters.
Oh, yeah.
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 I always pitch it and everyone's like, what is that? And I was like, it's from that thing you do. It looks like wonders. No, it looks like Onita.
I'm a fan.
Thank you.
I would be on that team.
Yeah.
Mine is, I've always wanted to assemble a team of people who know that they were not planned babies. I'm pretty sure I was not a planned baby.
Oh, really?
Because I'm 5 years older than the next one. And then the other, like, I have three younger siblings and they're 2 years apart.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So because I'm such an outlier, I'm like, I think I was a bit of a surprise.
Unless they were like, oh, this one's perfect, we don't need another one, and then the next
and
one.
then the other ones were the so I want to get a team of those, you know, unplanned babies together and call us oopsie babies.
Oh, that's cute.
It's so dumb.
Oh man, I can't be on that because I think I was planned.
Yeah, you were a planned baby.
Dang it. I don't have anything like that like teams that I would pick people for.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just selfish and I want a team called the Oneaters. And I want our song that we come out to be that thing you do.
Oh. You've got it all planned out.
I know. And also just imagine the audience be like, yeah. This song, you know, it's like when who was it that had the Macarena? Vulture.
Vulture. Like, whatever had, one Alan.
Vulture had the Macarena, and I got excited every time that came on.
Yeah,
I'm sure I was the only one. Everyone else is like the Macarena.
I would never have thought of that song, but it was a hit.
I loved it.
I wonder how many times they went back and forth in an email chain to decide that.
I know. Well, you know when teams get... This is so insider baseball for anyone that doesn't do improv. But once you get put on like a house team or whatever, it's like you immediately start fighting over names.
Team names and then walk-on songs.
Walk-on songs. I usually just... don't fight very hard.
Me neither. I'll toss in ideas and then I'll take a step back.
Yeah. As soon as my ideas are knocked down and I know that I'm not going to win, I'm just like, fine, I'll do whatever everyone else wants.
Yeah. Because at a certain point, you're like, there have been too many comments or emails or it's a name.
Yeah. And it's also like, at the end of the day, no one has a perfect improv team name.
Right.
So doesn't matter unless it's the Oneaters. Just kidding. But we're talking about Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's ever done improv. No, he does improv all the time in his movies.
That's right.
Improvises lines. I'm trying to remember some good ones. Oh, and You've Got Mail, when he's leaving the bookstore the first time that he goes in the shop around the corner with his brother and his aunt. Mm-hmm. He's leaving and he actually gets his balloon stuck in the door.
Yeah.
And then he says, good thing it wasn't the fish.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Improvised by Tom Hanks. Funny. That's the only one I could think of off the top of my head. Oh, also in Toy Story 2, when he's going and he's doing all the different toys that they have set up for Woody's Roundup or whatever, that was all improvised. They just gave Tom Hanks a table full of things and he just played with them all. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I like it when he's like, what is this? Oh, it's bubbles. So Tom Hanks.
Oh.
So for this episode, I wrote down every single movie from the 90s on post-it notes and I put them in order of how I like them, but I'm gonna have Candace go through and switch them to her liking. Right now the order goes. I should preface this. This is what movies I would want to watch. I determine a movie whether it's good or not, whether or not I want to watch it again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand like movies are really good movies.
Right, like Prestige and all that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I can say, yeah, but this is my personal preference of what I would want to watch again. Because some really good movies I don't ever want to watch again because they're too much for me to handle.
Completely understand.
Yeah. So my order right now is You've Got Mail, Forrest Gump, That Thing You Do, A League of Their Own, Toy Story 2, Toy Story, Apollo 13, Sleepless in Seattle, Joe versus Volcano, Saving Private Ryan, The Green Mile, Philadelphia, Radio Flyer, and The Bonfire of the Vanities.
So many post-its.
I know. Well, the sad ones at the bottom everyone might be mad about is Saving Private Ryan, Green Mile, and Philadelphia. That's put those at the end because I don't want to watch this again. But I know they're very
good. For emotional reasons. Yes.
I legit... Like,
this is a self-care choice.
Yes. When I saw Saving Private Ryan recently in the theater, I legit was crying so hard and like having moments where I was just like grasping my chest. And I was in a theater full of all old white men who just were stone faced. And I was like the only one having emotions. I was like, how are you all watching this?
Oh,
yeah. And then The Green Mile's just sad because John Coffey is a perfect human being and they kill him.
Yeah, The Green Mile, I remember I watched with my cousins and my siblings.
Yeah.
And it was at an age where I was, like I said, I'm 5 years older, like 5 to 9 years older than my siblings. So I think I was like early high school when we were all watching it together. And they were like young enough that they had started when we would watch sad movies together. Looking at me every time it was sad to see if I was crying. And I hated it.
Yeah.
Because I really didn't cry that much otherwise. And so I remember I was like laying down on a couch and would just let the tears stream down my face and not wipe them so that they couldn't see that I was crying. But it was so sad. And that's like my memory of that movie is just tears just sideways pouring down my face.
Yeah, when I go see movies in the theater with my friends, like I try not to breathe in while crying because I don't want it to sound like. And then I also don't like go up to touch my face because I know if like people see out of the corner of their eyes that I'm moving my hands up to my face, they'll be like, oh, she's wiping tears. So I just let the tears fall.
Just flow.
And dry on my face. Good thing I don't wear foundation or else it would be like lines.
Yeah. At the movies, I have my glasses on, so I'll pretend I'm adjusting my glasses.
Okay.
And dab a little bit.
Sometimes I go up and I like scratch. So it's like, oh, I'm scratching. I'm not wiping because wiping is like white.
Can you imagine someone at a movie theater just like looking?
Yeah.
For
well,
for people who are crying.
What was I? Oh. Sometimes I like listen during like sad moments for like
sniffle.
Yeah, it makes me laugh. But only internally because I'm like, I'm also crying, so I'm not alone. Wait, now the fan is blowing in my eye.
No, Rachel's crying.
She's been
moved to tears.
Just thinking about Jack Coffey. And then Philadelphia, of course, I never want to see Tom Hanks die, so.
Yeah.
Well, Saving Private Ryan is also on the list because of that.
I never watched Saving Private Ryan. I know.
Did I just ruin the ending for you?
No.
Okay, good.
I don't know that I will. Well, because like war movies are tough for me to watch.
Yeah, that one, don't watch it.
Yeah, and then, yeah.
The first 20 minutes will just honestly like stress you. The F out.
Well, because then I listened to the episode of the podcast and I think it was said that even veterans were getting some like flashbacks and PTSD and had to leave.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. Apparently that's the most realistic portrayal of like D-Day.
I feel like that's kind of one of the first things I remember hearing about Tom Hanks is from that movie.
Oh, really?
And that boot camp that they all had to go to, or most of them had to go to.
Yeah, not Matt Damon.
And how like he excelled in the boot, or like that he proved to be such a leader or something.
Yeah.
Some other cast member had said like I would follow him to war, basically. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
What a great guy.
He is a great guy. I think they used the same guy for Saving Private Ryan as Forrest Gump, so he like already had a little bit of training,
right?
Yeah. But oh boy, Forrest Gump is such a good movie. People are honestly on this podcast, they're afraid to say Forrest Gump is their favorite because they're like, that's such a cliche answer.
Oh.
But it is,
but it's a cliche for a reason.
Yeah, because it's a great movie.
Yeah,
he won an Oscar for it. It's entertaining,
right?
It's
and probably funny. It's one of the most easy ones to make fun of.
Yes.
Be- because the of all, you know, life is like a box of chocolates and all that. It's like, so, you know, the quotes and the shrimp stuff and all that. But I don't think it takes away from the quality of the movie.
No, it's great. And it even has a restaurant that you can go visit.
I've still never been.
No?
Mm-mm.
You didn't go to my birthday?
I didn't.
Oh, yeah. I was so sad. You had something in like Santa Monica or something like that.
I don't remember what it was, but I remember it must have been family related.
Because
I don't see anything else. Either out of town or family.
Yeah.
Probably.
Would be the only thing preventing you from going
to your birthday.
Gum. Yeah. Well, we got to change that. We got to go Bubba Gump. It's not the best food in the world because it's like chain restaurant food, but it is a Tom Hanks themed restaurant. So that's the exciting part of it.
I'm excited to go.
Yeah. Let's go right now.
Okay. Bye. No,
just kidding.
Oh.
So we got to have you rearrange these post-it notes to your liking.
Okay. Do I get some kind of like game show music?
But just so what is it when people are like broadcasters, people during sports games? Commentary, right? I'll do it. That's what it's called. I'm having brain farts today. Okay. So she's moved Sleepless in Seattle to the front of the line, followed by You've Got Mail right now. But it's still very early in the... just so everyone knows, it's 14 post-it notes. My table is not big enough for all of them to be in a line. So we're kind of like doing like, if you're a dancer, there's dance windows situation going on. That's how the best way I can describe it. Because right now my brain is mush. Also, just so everyone knows, she hasn't seen Saving Private Ryan, Radio Flyer, Bonfire of the Vanities, or Joe vs. the Volcano, so that's going to deeply affect her rating of those movies. Is this good commentary?
I think so.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm no help at all. I'm concentrating.
No, I get it. Anyone who's listening, shout out your favorite Tom Hanks movie right now.
Into your phone.
Yeah, your phone, your car, wherever you're listening to this. If you're on the subway, shout out your favorite Tom Hanks movie. And then maybe Candace will hear you and then go back in time. And
we are psychically connected now.
Yeah. Because what is time? You know?
Linear?
What is it? Or constant? I don't know.
I don't know.
It's some science.
I was an English major. I wasn't even an English. I was an American lit major, so I don't know any.
Do you know American literature? Okay, finals.
Okay, so I popped Sleepless in Seattle up top.
Mm-hmm.
And then You've Got Mail. Even though I feel like, I said like That Thing You Do in A League of Their Own, which follow You've Got Mail.
Yeah.
Were my other favorites, but I would probably watch You've Got Mail over and over again if given the chance.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I just don't have access to it.
Oh, I have multiple DVD copies.
Oh boy.
You can have one.
I got a gift. Okay, so Sleepless in Seattle, You've Got Mail, That Thing You Do, A League of Their Own, Toy Story 2, Forrest Gump,
who?
Toy Story 1,
who?
Apollo 13,
uh-huh.
Philadelphia,
ooh.
And then Saving Private Ryan, because I should watch it, even though I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
Joe versus the Volcano, same thing.
It's a good movie.
Maybe I should have had that before Saving Private Ryan. You know what? Too late. The Green Mile,
uh-huh.
And then by default, because I haven't seen it and don't really have an interest in watching, or Radio Flyer, and then Bonfire of the Vanities.
Oh, yeah. Bonfire of the Vanities is legit probably the worst Tom Hanks movie I've ever seen.
Like, so bad that he's commented on the badness of it, right?
Yeah. And then Radio Flyer just isn't a Tom Hanks movie. He narrates it and he shows up in the beginning, but he's not in it. So.
Okay, then I'm happy with my choices.
Yeah, no, these are great choices.
Yay.
Sleepless in Seattle and You've Got Me on the Front, Nora Ephron representing. And then That Thing You Do is a great Tom Hanks movie. These are great directors. Rob Reiner, right? Nora Ephron, Tom Hanks,
right.
Penny Marshall.
Right.
That's John Lasseter.
yikes.
Robert Zemeckis. John Lasseter. Ron Howard. Look at me. I'm doing great. I don't remember Philadelphia. Or Steven Spielberg.
Right. I'm really bad at directors.
Me too. But look at these great directors that Tom Hanks worked with in the 90s. All of the great directors you can think of. Think of a great director. Say, name a director.
I can't. It's too much pressure. This is too
Steven
much
Spielberg.
Pressure. Steven Spielberg, yes.
Represented Ron Howard.
Ron Howard.
Represented Penny Marshall right there.
John. No, never mind.
No. They're all right there. All the great directors.
It's so... gosh, it's great. It is. It's crazy to look at this.
It's insane to look at the movies.
I said crazy so many times.
No, it's fine. Because it is crazy.
It's so impressive.
It really is. You know what? Tom Hanks could have stopped there, but then he kept going. Because next up is the 2000s.
Oh.
Which are kind of...
I mean, maybe because like he has established himself so much, he could go for the weirder stuff.
Yeah. But right away, 2000, we get Castaway, which is honestly a great movie. And he's great in it. So it's like he's not really stopping.
No.
He's going to keep going and he's going to keep going for the rest of my life because...
I mean, yeah.
I'm going before time.
I'd say the 90s was around, you know. Do you think this is the America's Boyfriend era? Because of the rom-coms?
Tom Hanks was America's boyfriend?
You know, I feel like...
Right now, Tom Hanks is America's dad.
Right now, he is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the 90s era Tom Hanks.
80s Tom Hanks was like America's fuckboy. he was like cute and around and like doing comedy,
but like
and
not he was like, really committing to anything.
Yeah, he was like funny and really kind of like starting out and like, hey, how are you doing? And like kind of like getting to know you. 90s Tom Hanks is like good boyfriend. Like you can trust him.
He's like gone through the weird, like the fuckboy phase.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be there supporting you and he'll also like get you some trophies and then go to war for you.
Yeah.
He'll be romantic and funny and he's a toy. And
he assumes a lot of leadership roles.
Yeah, he's a leader in a lot of these. But then once we get to the 2000s, he's kind of just like in that like...
Weird
uncle stage, maybe like middle age, like doesn't know. I don't know. I'm trying to, and then now we're in the Tom Hanks is my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a dad.
What a dad.
I'm in the market for a dad. well.
But yeah, this is impressive. Now for the final, for this episode, I pulled at bay. Which Tom Hanks character are you? Quiz from that trusty old BuzzFeed.
Yay. Sponsored by BuzzFeed?
I don't know. I don't really know. Okay. So we're going to figure out which Tom Hanks character you are.
Okay.
Okay. Pick your favorite Toy Story toy. Buzz Lightyear, Slinky Dog, Mr. Potato Head,
ooh.
Rex, Ham, Jesse, Bullseye, Ken, or Mr. Prickly Pants?
There are so many.
There's a lot. There's pictures, but our listeners can't see the pictures.
Right. This is not a visual medium.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Rex.
Rex?
Yes.
Yeah. He's the best next to Woody. Choose a defining moment from American history. The moon landing, Barack Obama's presidential
Okay, you
win.
Can stop right there.
Barack Obama?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, let me read them off for you.
Okay.
The Declaration of Independence, women's suffrage, the fall of the Berlin Wall, the Wright brothers' first flight, the Allies' victory in World War II, Civil Rights Act, and the Emancipation Proclamation.
Oh, shoot. The Civil Rights Act is, I mean, should that come first? I don't know. I love Barack Obama so much.
No. We're going with Obama.
Okay.
Because that's where your gut felt. Who's your ride or die animal sidekick? Scooby-Doo, Falcor, Flounder, Toto, Salem Saberhagen, Hedwig, Puss in Boots, Baxter, or Pluto? I don't know where Baxter is from.
I was going to ask the same question.
Yeah. He's from a DreamWorks movie.
For me, it would have to be Hedwig.
Hedwig?
Big Harry Potter fan.
No Tom Hanks in Harry Potter.
Unfortunately.
They could have him in the new American series.
That's true.
But they won't. It's okay. That series is doomed. Choose a damning conspiracy theory. NASA faked the moon landing. The Illuminati is plotting to rule mankind. Global warming is a hoax. Area 51 is home to alien life. Elvis Presley is still alive. Lizard people control the world. Paul McCartney secretly died in 1966. Jesus was married to Mary Magdalene, or we live in a time cube.
Oh, I can't touch that last one. I'm going to say the Paul McCartney one makes me chuckle.
Yeah, that one made you laugh. That's funny. Which decade do you wish you were actually born in? The 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, or the aughts?
You know what? If I'm still in America as an Asian woman, this really limits the
quality. As a woman in general.
This is true. Yeah. As a woman in general. I'm going to stick with when I was born and say the 80s. I have no complaints.
I picked the 90s because I was like, I have no complaints. pick somewhere in space to explore. Okay, these are just lots of pictures. Oh. Deep space, spiral galaxy, nebula, interstellar cloud, galactic core galaxy, space nebula, eagle nebula pillars,
Magellanic
like cloud.
Magellan?
I guess so. Lunar surface or planet Earth.
Ugh. I mean, I'm going to have to go with the one that looks the most Lisa Frank-like, and that's the Magellanic Cloud.
Yeah, it's really pretty. It's like a purple and pink with like these little like bright stars.
Real bright sparkles.
And there's blue in there. It's pretty. Okay, which phrase sounds the most comforting to you? One day we'll laugh about all of this. When the one door closes, another one opens. Time heals all wounds. Every cloud has a silver lining. What's meant to be will be. What doesn't kill us makes us stronger. Always look on the bright side of life. Pain is just weakness leaving the body, or worse things happen at sea.
What's up top again?
One day we'll all laugh about this. About all of this.
One day we'll laugh about all of this. I'll go with Time Heals All Wounds. It's a classic.
Time Heals All... What'd you get? You got Victor Navorsky from the Terminal. Oh, that's another fun one.
I have not watched that movie.
Oh, this is... I think the 2000s are when Tom did like cute family movies too. So the Terminal is like a cute movie. It's nice. It's got Catherine Zeta-Jones in it.
Okay.
Tom plays like this European guy from some country that doesn't exist, and he just lives in the Terminal.
Oh.
Because he's like can't go home or something.
Okay.
I don't know. In your world, everyone sounds like they're speaking another language. Everyone loves how open you are, and the fact that you embrace life so willingly helps others see the light that has shined above you for years.
Wow, I've effectively tricked BuzzFeed into thinking I am someone I am not.
No, that's you.
Okay.
I took this quiz earlier today and I got Forrest Gump. I didn't read the description.
What was the description?
Yeah. Let me figure it out.
I'm sure someone in the comments also got it and posted the description.
Oh, yeah. Everyone always does that.
People always do that in these quizzes.
By the way, I picked Rex, the moon landing, Sailor Saberhagen, because I want a talking cat. Mm-hmm. And then I picked the Illuminati is plotting to rule mankind.
That was my second choice.
The 90s. And then I picked lunar surface because I like space, but I'm afraid of it. So I don't want to go too far.
Oh, yeah. Space is terrifying. I was going solely on picture visuals.
Oh. And then I said, what's meant to be will be. And then I got Forrest Gump. You're a wise sage, but nobody ever gives you the credit you really deserve. You work hard and play by the rules, but most importantly, you shape people's lives around you without even trying. You are one badass who's seen it all, but kind enough to stay humble.
You know what? I see that for you.
No, I'm not a badass, and I'm not humble about it.
I wasn't going to say anything about that part, but the rest of the up top, I think.
Nobody gives me credit for what I deserve.
Oh, brother.
That's no, I'm just kidding. I do like when Forrest is the gif or jif is Forrest running.
Mm-hmm. With his full beard.
Yeah. I like when he I think this was discussed on the podcast. Like Carl didn't like that he got mud on his face and they wiped his face and it looked like a perfect smiley face.
Uh-huh.
I think that's so funny. And then I love when he steps in shit. He's like, whoa, you just stepped in shit. And he's like, it happens. What? You know shit. Oh, boy.
I need to revisit that movie.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
Also, I kept thinking that movie was 3 hours long, but it's not.
Which one is 3 hours long?
Green Mile is three hours long.
Oh, yeah, that was really long.
It's super long. But yeah, so is Titanic. But that's not a Tom Hanks movie.
Nope.
Oh, boy. Well, Candace, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. Oh, I forgot the one thing I was going to say.
Yeah.
So Rachel was going to introduce me as an Enneagram 6.
Oh, yes.
Or I think maybe you did. I don't know. I can't
remember.
No,
I didn't. I wanted to.
You can edit some of this out if you want. but I actually went to look at what Enneagram Tom Hanks was, and he's also a 6.
Is he?
As is Meg Ryan.
Wow. I wonder what Nora Ephron is.
Oh, good question.
Can I Google that?
Yes.
Okay.
I think she's famous enough that she would have.
Yeah. This says that she is a 6.
Huh.
Oh my gosh.
So I am basically every great rom-com time.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I like you so much, because I like You've Got Mail and that's got all those 6s in it. And you're in a 6. I just like 6s.
The loyalist.
Yeah. I like 6s. I'm a 4, which is individual. Mm-hmm. List.
The individualist.
Yeah. No one understands me or gives me credit.
Classic creative.
Who else is a... Oh, Sylvia Plath, Virginia Woolf.
A lot of tragedy in,
yeah.
In the forest.
Oh, no. I wonder if any of these Tom Hanks characters are 4s. No. I'm looking at them. None of them are 4s.
Maybe not in this round.
No.
Maybe more in the aughts.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. What would you say... Woody is.
Woody?
Yeah.
Maybe a... Maybe a 9? Peacekeeper?
Is there a leader one?
There must be.
By the way, for anyone that doesn't know Enneagrams, it's basically one of those personality things.
Yeah, it's like, you know, an alternative to the Myers-Briggs thing. But I like the Enneagram a lot better.
Yeah, me too. I follow now because Candace got me on it. I follow a bunch of Instagram accounts and a lot of them I'm like, yeah, that's me. Whereas if I read like Zodiac things, I'm like, that's not me.
Yeah.
But yeah. No, that's right. But I don't know.
I don't know. Like, is he like a more of a 1, like a rule follower type? I don't know that he's one of those. Maybe a 7.
What's 7?
The adventurer, the enthusiast.
Oh, okay. Nah, he's probably a 9. You're right. He's a peacemaker. He's like, but he does get upset when Buzz comes in.
That's true.
He's the one that's not very peaceful. But that's because Mr. Potato Head is harassing him.
Yeah. It's kind of goading him.
Yeah. Mr. Potato Head, just stop it.
And also, you know, you can always kind of grow into other types, too. I think people get very attached to their type. I know I'm kind of attached to my type.
Yeah, but then you change time. Yeah. I'm always going to be an individual.
It's a classic 4 thing to say.
I'm special. Okay, Candace, okay. Where can people find you?
Oh, around. I'm on Instagram and Twitter as @Schmandice. That's S-C-H-M-A-N-D-I-C-E.
Yeah.
Don't find me on Facebook.
No?
and the shows that I had running at UCB are now over. So
there's
nowhere in person that you can see me at the moment.
Well, if you could travel back in time, I highly recommend going to the K-pop show. It was honestly my favorite show at UCB, and I'm really sad that it's over.
We're sorry we let you down.
No, it's fine. I let myself down because I was out of town for a few of the shows and I couldn't be there, and I'm upset about it.
It's okay. We forgive you.
One day I'll get a time machine.
Or I'll send you the, I think Sherman taped the, we'll just send you the link.
Okay. That was like how I got during Saving Private Ryan. I would get insane during the K-pop shows because I would start screaming out things during the games because they play games, and I would be like, no, yeah, no. And I swear, if I also had a box of Bunch of Crunch in my hand, it would be ruined by the end of the show because I would always be wanting to scream things out,
just tearing something apart instead.
I'm like, no.
It was, we love that the audience got very into it.
And then especially the one where it was the songs, where people had to like hum songs. I was like, come on.
Yeah, we would play like 1 second, the first like set or 2 seconds of the of a popular song.
Yeah.
And people would have to get, or they'd have to be the first ones to guess what the song is. There's kind of a race component to it because you have to like grab a flag from the middle of the stage. So it got very physical. And then of course, like as soon as someone grabs that flag, they blank.
Yeah.
And I think that's the part where the audience is like, no.
Oh boy,
it's very fun.
I miss it. Anyway, any last thoughts on Tom Hanks?
Just that he is wonderful.
Yeah,
and he has never let us down.
Never, especially in the 90s.
Yeah, he, I guess except for the beginning of the just the Bonfire of the Vanities.
Yeah, that was a burner, but it's not his fault, you know.
Right.
There was a lot of people that made that movie. He didn't make it by himself.
No.
It had killer cast. Ugh. It just, you know.
It had everything going for it.
Yeah.
And it blew it.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, out of 5 Tom Hankses, how many Tom Hankses do you give Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks or like 90s Tom Hanks?
90s Tom Hanks.
I'll give him 5 Tom Hankses. Yeah, this is easy. Easy question.
This is our boyfriend, Tom Hanks. He's a good boyfriend, Tom Hanks. Okay. Well, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks for listening.
Oh, there it is.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
It's a Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, a Tom Hanks podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks.